A court ruled last week that it's illegal for the government to subsidize the insurance people buy through the Federal Health Insurance Exchange. Another court issued a conflicting ruling, so the issue is by no means settled. But without subsidies, experts say the federal exchange would collapse. That would be felt especially hard in a state like Wisconsin, where Governor Walker declined federal money for an expansion of Medicaid to cover more people above the poverty line. When Walker first unveiled his health care plan in early 2013, he said those people would get their coverage from the federal exchange.
The exchanges under the Affordable Care Act provide a subsidy to make the health care exchange affordable to individuals and families who are part of that. So look at that. If you're someone who just creeps over 100% of the federal poverty line, which means you move out of that category of poverty, if you're just above that, you're paying, about $19 a month as an individual for health care.
John Peacock with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says it's ironic that when Walker and other Republicans turned down federal dollars for an expansion of Medicaid, they argued that that funding was unreliable.
Yet they adopted a more expensive alternative plan that relies on a different source of federal funding, the marketplace subsidies. And it now appears that those subsidies may be at even greater risk than the Medicaid funding.
States that set up their own exchanges would be allowed to continue them under this court ruling, though Walker decided not to create a state exchange in Wisconsin. The governor said last week that he was not reconsidering that move, saying a higher court would ultimately resolve this issue. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.